ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सो यस्टर्डे वी हैव कम्प्लीटेड् सेक्शन् नंबर् 5 पञ्चमः अनुवाकः 5th सेक्शन् वी हैव कम्प्लीटेड् इन् द 5th सेक्शन् वी सा दि व्याहृत्यात्मक हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम् meditating meditation of Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is invoked upon the Vyakritis. Bhuhu, Bhavaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. Mahaha is taken to be the Angi, the Vyakritihi upon which the Angi main Devata is invoked. And the rest of the Bhuhu, Bhavaha, Suvaha are the Vyakritis where Anga Devatas, Devata which are like the limbs of the main Devata are invoked. As a whole, in each meditation, 4 Devatas are invoked. The main Devata upon the Mahaha, the rest of the 3 as Angi, Angas, as the limbs upon the Bhuhu Bhavaha Suvaha. As a whole, all of them are seen as Hiranyagarbha and Hiranyagarbha alone is in the form of Angi and Anga Devatas. The 4 meditations. And this meditation is supposed to be combined with the other meditation discussed in the 6th section. Shashtaha Anuvakaha. So 6th section is called Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbhopasanam. Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbhopasanam is the subject matter of the 6th section. Okay. Saya esho antarhridaya akashaha. Saya esho antarhridaya akashaha. Tasminayam purusho manomayaha. Amruto hiranmayah antarena taluke ya eshastana iva valambate ya eshastana iva valambate se endrayonihi yat Trasau keshanto vivartate. Yatrasau keshanto vivartate. Vyapohya sirshaka pale. Vyapohya sirshaka pale. Bhorit yagno pratitishthati. Bhurityagnau pratitishthati bhuva iti vayau bhuva iti vayau suvaritya ditye maha iti brahmani Maha iti brahmani apnoti swarajyam. Apnoti swarajyam. Apnoti manasaspatim. Apnoti manasaspatim. Vakpatis chakshushpatihi shrotrapatir vijnanapatihi yetattato bhavati Akashashadidam Brahma ஆகாஷரீரம் பிரம்ம சத்யாத்ம சத்யாத்ம பிராணாராமம் மன ஆனந்தம் பிராணாராமம் மன ஆனந்தம் சாந்தி சம்ருத்தம் அம்ருதம் சாந்தி சம்ருத்தம் அம்ருதம் இதி ப்ராசீன யோக்யோபாஸ்வ இதி ப்ராசீன யோக்யோபாஸ்வ இதி ஷஷ்டஹ அனுவாகஹ ஷஷ்டோனுவாகஹ ஷட் சிக்ஸ் ஷஷ்ட சிக்ஸ்த் சோ ஏஷஹ ஷஷ்டஹ அனுவாகஹ This is the seventh section. Okay. As I said, when we say Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, what is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means what? Sagunam Brahma means not pure knowledge, pure existence, pure consciousness, but manifestation of consciousness. So not mere manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness along with the manifesting medium. Manifesting medium means the totality of subtle bodies. You must, if you remember what is Sukshma Shariram, then you will know what is Sukshma Prapanchaha. Okay. Sukshma Shariram, you know, first Antahkaranam. Antahkaranam, internal instrument of knowledge. Internal instrument of knowledge, Antahkaranam, is given four different functional names. In keeping with the difference in the types of thoughts which constitute the Antahkaranam. So, Antahkaranam itself is a subtlest matter known as Sukshma Dravyam. Sukshma Dravyam is called a subtlest matter. So, matter, the very word should tell you, it is of the nature of inertness. And the Sukshma Dravyam, when it is functional, the mind, subtlest matter obtaining in the form of Antahkaranam, otherwise called mind, when the thoughts rise, then we say mind is functional mind. So thoughts should rise for the mind to be functional. It's called mind being functional is understood only when the thoughts rise. Okay. Therefore, the thoughts are, we say, ahankaraha. Ahankaraha, ego means the knowledge of one's own self. Knowledge of the existence of one's own self in terms of I am. This is ahankaraha. Then, chittam means memory. Memory, all the past events which remain in the form of thoughts in our mind, it's called memory. Then buddhihi, we say intellect. Intellect actually stands for the knowledge. Knowledge, cognitions of objects in the world. Then we say manaha, we say emotions, etc. Like this, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, all these are four different names given to only one internal instrument of knowledge called Antahkaranam. Along with Antahkaranam, we also have five physiological functions. and 5 physiological functions plus 5 powers of organs of actions and 5 powers of organs of knowledge or sense organs. So pancha karma indriyani, pancha jnana indriyani, pancha pranaha, antakaram, totally 16 factors. If we divide the antakaram into 4, then we call it 19, otherwise 16 is better. 16. Or you can make 17 as you can remove the ahankara and memory, you can just say mind and intellect. 17. Some people present it as 17 factors, some people have present it as 16 factors, some say it is 19. Doesn't matter. It depends upon the mind. 15 plus antahkaranam is called totally 16 subtle factors. All of them are the modified form of sattvic rajasic aspects of the elements. It's all elemental product only. But they indwell the subtle aspects indwelling the gross physical body. They subtle, imperceptible, that is why all of them together are given one name as Sukshma Shariram, even though they do not have a form of their own. Now, imagine the corresponding totality, corresponding total of the Sukshma Sharirani is what? And these Sukshma Shariram having the manifestation of consciousness is said to be what? Sukshma Shariram. It's not just the innate matter. So the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the total Sukshma Sharirani is what we say Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha itself means the entire subtle universe with the manifestation of consciousness is known as what? The whole subtle universe is called manifestation of knowledge. Only when this entire material subtle manifest universe looked upon as the manifestation of knowledge is given Ishvara's status. So Ishvaraha. Because the subtle, the manifesting medium is involved, we say it's also material. Hiranyagarbha Ishvaraha. It's a Karyam Brahma. Karyam Brahma means what? Manifestation is always effect. The source of manifestation is Karanam. Karanam Brahma. The manifestation is Karyam Brahma. So the entire gross universe being looked upon as manifestation of knowledge is given the title Ishvaraha. Then the name given is Hiranyam, Hiranyagarbha. That's why Hiranyam stands for Hiranyam, which means gold, and the gold is effulgent, and Hiranyam stands for Hiranyam, which means gold, actually stands for manifest consciousness. So Garbha means fetus, you know, womb. So just as the Hiranyam Garbe Yasya Saha Hiranyagarbha means the totality of subtle bodies having the manifestation of consciousness is said to be Hiranyagarbha. So manifest consciousness is like the gold. And the subtle matter is like the Garbha. Therefore, the subtle manifestation, subtle universe, in totality of subtle bodies, having the manifestation of consciousness is said to be what now together is known as Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha means Karyam Brahma. It's an effect. Karyam Brahma. Because Brahman in the form of effect. Brahman in the form of effect is called Karyam Brahma. Brahman associated with the subtle matter is also called Karyam Brahma, which is Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma, Karyam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, subtle manifestation. This is Ishvara. Therefore, object of meditation in Vedic tradition, Upasanam, meditation, dhyanam means always meditation object of meditation is definitely Ishwaraha. And what is, I'm going to give four different definitions of meditation. First definition is Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. Manasa Vyaparaha means mental activity for which the object, subject matter is Hiranyagarbha, which means the object of meditation is Hiranyagarbha. Ishwaraha, then called Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. The mental activity, which means meditation, mental activity in which Hiranyagarbha is the object of focus. One meaning, one definition of Upasana. Another definition of Upasanam, Nikrishta Vastuni, Utkrishta Vastunaha Aropaha. Nikrishta Vastuni, Utkrishta Vastunaha Aropaha. The Vastu is a Nakaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha, neuter gender word. Therefore, Vastunaha. Vastunaha aropaha. Aropaha means superimposition. The superimposition of something exalted, highly exalted, something superior upon something nikrishta vastuni in something which is very ordinary, an object of inferior order. So an object of the most superior order, object belonging to the most superior category, exalted one, being invoked upon very ordinary thing is called meditation. Which means nikrishta vastu means an object of inferior order, very ordinary one, common, general, ordinary thing. Any ordinary thing is called nikrishta vastu, samanya vastu, ati samanya vastu is nikrishta vastu. But utkrishta vastu is very superior. Kasmin Kasya aropanam, you must remember. In superimposition of which, in which, must be very clear. So the nikrishta vastu is the alambanam, a symbol, in which utkrishta vastu is invoked. That is why, example I can give you, Salagrama is an ordinary fossil stone, fossilized wood. It has become a stone. Fossils is a stone, the conversion of the very old wood. It becomes a fossil stone. Salagrama. And then it is ordinary stone, but still what is invoked upon it is Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Vishnu means Virat. The Lord in the form of entire universe. When you look at the entire gross universe as the manifestation of knowledge, then we look at it as Ishwaraha, God. Then when the whole gross manifestation being looked upon as the manifestation of knowledge, Ishwaraha, the name given is Virat. So this Salagrama, an ordinary stone fossil, is a nikrishta vastu. In that nikrishta vastu, Mahavishnu, Bhagavan in the form of the total gross manifestation, Bhagavan of a whole universe is invoked. Therefore, utkrishta vastu Mahavishnu Bhagavan invoked upon nikrishta vastu Salagrama. So also any pratima pratikam, any shivalingam or any other form we worship in the puja room, that pratima, the murti or a picture, everything becomes nikrishta vastu, ordinary paper framed is photograph. And there we invoke something superior, superior Bhagavan there. Therefore, utkrishta vastunaha nikrishta vastuni aropaha. Okay, this is also meditation. Then, two are over. Atasmin tad buddhihi. Seeing something in something else, which it is not. This also, we use it for adhyasa also. I'll tell you this one now. Actually, Bhagavan is not the stone, but the stone is Bhagavan. Therefore, invoke when you the same something like Utkrishta Vastuni, Utkrishta Vastunaha Aropaha. It's called Atasmin Tad Buddhihi. Bhagavan is meant by the word Tad is Bhagavan. Atasmin, that which is not, Bhagavan is not that. But in that, Bhagavan is invoked. Okay? So, one thing. Then I also said one more thing. Sajatiya vijatiya vishaya pratyaya vijatiya vishaya pratyaya anantarita vijatiya vishaya pratyaya anantarita sajatiya pratyaya pravahaha. I'll repeat again. Vijatiya, vijatiya, vishaya, vijatiya, vishaya, anantarita, vijatiya, vishayantarita, vijatiya, vishaya, anantarita, sajatiya, vishaya pratyaya pravahaha. Vijatiya vishaya pratyaya anantarita sajatiya vishaya pratyaya pravahaha. It's all okay. It's all the meditation. You have to remember these definitions of meditation. So what does it mean? Vijatiya vishaya pratyayaha. So pratyayaha, you know, in grammar I taught you pratyayaha means affix. But here pratyayaha means thought. Vijatiya vishaya pratyayaha means thoughts of dissimilar, the thoughts having different objects, dissimilar thoughts. Vijatiya vishaya pratyayaha means thoughts of different objects, therefore dissimilar thoughts. Anantarita means to the exclusion. Allada. Okay. So here we say pravahaha. Pravahaha means flow. So, see, in meditation, thoughts must be there. That is why Vedanta never accepts the samadhi experience for contemplation. There must be thoughts, flow of thoughts. Meditation is a constant, continuous flow of thoughts for length of time. But this flow of thoughts, which type of thoughts? Sajatiya vishaya pratyaya. Flow of similar thoughts having the same object to the exclusion of dissimilar thoughts of different objects is called sajati vijatiya vishaya pratyaya anantarita சஜாத்திய விஷய பிரத்ய பிரவாக. This you must understand. One more thing I wanted to tell you, because all these important you must know things in meditation. See, in meditation, when we say utkrishta vastunaha nikrishta vastuni aropaha, superimposition of something superior in ordinary thing, when I say this superimposition, knowingly done superimposition. We know definitely Bhagavan is not this ordinary stone. Bhagavan is not ordinary murti. Bhagavan is not ordinary even the sounds, vyakritis, etc. But still, knowing, we use them as symbols. Knowingly we do that. Bhagavan, because we know Bhagavan is all pervasive, everywhere, everything. How can that all pervasive Bhagavan be this small murti or a sound which is in one given place, which has a beginning, which has an end? Therefore, even though we do not know what Bhagavan is, who Bhagavan is, but still definitely we know Bhagavan is not what the small murti sitting inside the temples or not puja rooms. Therefore, the superimposition of Bhagavan upon his ordinary things is knowingly done superimposition. Therefore, meditation is also known as jnanam, vidya. Whereas, when you mistake the body for the atma, and when you superimpose the limitations of body upon the atma, as I am fat, I am thin, etc., that superimposition is because of the ignorance. Okay, that's called akasmat adhyaropaha. Akasmat adhyaropaha means unknowingly then superimposition. Superimposition of the attributes of one thing upon the other thing because of the ignorance is called akasmat adhyaropaha. Whereas in meditation, the superimposition is knowingly done. Therefore, it is called jnanam or vidya. Is it clear? You must remember why upasanam is a manasam karma, mental activity is also known as knowledge. Because we'll be seeing in commentary, often the Upanishad itself is going to use the term, in the commentary also we'll see the word knowledge in the play, in the sense of meditation. So then I'll remind you. Okay. With this understanding of, basic understanding of facts about Upasana, now we can enter into this topic. So Upasana as a mental activity, we know very well, will not remove the ignorance. Upasana is not for the removal of ignorance. It cannot remove the ignorance because it is an activity, mental activity. Then what is the purpose of practicing Upasana? Upasana is practiced for calming, quietening the mind, steadying the unsteady, restless mind. That is the basic thing. But here, Upasanas also will bless a person with acquisition of certain specific results also. Not only the mental purity, mental steadiness, but Upasanas are practiced specifically for gaining some Arthakama Dharmas, some results with which fall within the realm of Arthakama Dharmas. Even Shastram talks about the going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly pleasures, etc. Shastram talks about it, which are non-verifiable matter for belief. So because Shastram, Veda Shastram prescribes them, talks about them, we have Shraddha in what Veda says. We do not deny, reject, we accept, we take it. That does not mean we should be interested in practicing them and go to heaven enjoy the pleasures. This meditation is also known as Ahangraha Upasanam. The meditation prescribed here is Ahangraha Upasanam. Ahangraha Upasanam means what? Suppose if a meditator invokes Bhagavan or any Devata in an object which is external to one's body, mind, sense complex, the object, the symbol is anything other than one's own body, mind, sense complex, it is an ordinary Upasanam meditation. Suppose the meditator uses one's own body or one's own sense organs or one's own mind as an alambanam, a symbol of the Lord, then Lord is invoked in one's own self, one's own body, mind, sense complex. That is called Ahangraha Upasanam. This is the difference between ordinary Upasanam and Ahangraha Upasanam. And here, what is prescribed is Ahangraha Upasanam. Why it is Ahangraha Upasanam? Because one's own mind is seen as Hiranyagarbha. Okay, which means the Hiranyagarbha, the all-pervasive Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the form of all the minds, all the intellects, all the ahankaras, all the memories, and all totality of pranas, all the pranas, all the sense organs, all the organs of actions, totality of the subtle bodies, Hiranyagarbha, is invoked here upon one's own mind. It means one's own antahkaranam becomes the alambanam. I know who is Hiranyagarbha now. For Hiranyagarbha. And you have to remember another important subtle fact. Just as wave is ocean, wave is definitely ocean. Why? Because wave being a fraction, wave cannot exist independently by itself without the corresponding total ocean being there. Now, I'm doing this wave is ocean equation for the purpose of meditation. It's a different equation. I'm not doing it as the equation when I do it for jnanam. Upasana equation is different from jnana equation. When I equate wave to ocean for jnanam, then I will say essence of the wave is water. Essence of the ocean is water. Therefore, wave is ocean. That is different. That is for jnanam. Now it is for meditation, upasanam. When you say wave is ocean, of course, definitely wave is ocean. It's a fact. How wave is a fraction, ocean is a total. Nowhere the fraction can exist independently without the total, corresponding total. The fraction can never exist independently without the corresponding total. Something called wave by itself cannot boast. I don't care for the ocean. I don't need the help of the ocean. I can just be myself here. Such a thing is not possible. The existence of wave is possible only as part of the ocean, only if there is a corresponding total ocean around. Is there? Similarly, individual physical body cannot exist by itself without the corresponding total gross matter being there. There must be total gross matter as part of which alone every individual physical form can exist. whether it is elephant's form, physical body, heart's physical body, or a human physical body, or a tree's body, any body, any grass physical form can exist only as part of the total corresponding grass matter. Similarly, even individual mind, individual pranas, individual subtle body also cannot exist independently by itself as an sukshma shariram without its corresponding total being around. Are you all following? Okay. It's important, therefore, the fact is, because the every fraction is dependent on its corresponding total, even though all the fractions constitute the total, but every fraction is dependent on the corresponding total. Therefore, the total is called what? Samashtihi. The individual is called Vyashtihi. The total Samashtihi means macrocosm. Vyashtihi means microcosm. So always this macrocosm is looked upon as the cause. Microcosm is looked upon as the effect. Why microcosm individual be individual sukshma shariram is looked upon as an effect? Total sukshma shariram, samashti sukshma prapanchaha, hiranyagarbha, is looked upon as the karanam because of the dependence. The fraction is dependent on the total. Therefore, total is looked upon as the cause, fraction is looked upon as the effect. Which means the total is not dependent on the fraction for its existence, but the fraction is definitely dependent on the total for its existence. Vyashtihi is dependent on Samashtihi for its existence. Now, there's a lot of information, actually nothing to do with meditation, but I have to prepare you all. You must know all these things very clearly to understand the concept of meditation. Okay. Now, wave is ocean. Because if ocean is the cause, Samashtihi, wave is effect, then every effect is the cause. Like gold, chain is gold. Like that, ocean, wave is ocean. Similarly, every sukshma shariram is Hiranyagarbha. Every individual subtle body is nothing but Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is not the Vyashti Sukshma Shariram, but Vyashti Sukshma Shariram is Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha Hiranyagarbha. So when just as wave is equated to ocean, our own Sukshma Shariram is equated to Hiranyagarbha. Why? At the subtle material level also, we have to understand the oneness of the individual and the total. Before going to understand the essential oneness, we have to understand the oneness of the individual and the total from the grossest level also. At the grossest level also, our physical body is non-different from the corresponding total gross matter. Otherwise, as Gishwara, Virat. So, this physical body, which I think mine, is non-different from Virat. Physical body is Virat. Similarly, one's own Sukshma Shairam is Hiranyagarbha. This is a fact about Sukshma Shairam. But we do not know now. This mind is definitely Hiranyagarbha. These panas are Hiranyagarbha. We don't even say belong to Hiranyagarbha. Everything is Hiranyagarbha only. Because everything is Ishvara only. But now, we do not know this fact. But So what is Upasanam? We see the mind as Hiranyagarbha. We see the mind which is Hiranyagarbha only. We see the mind as Hiranyagarbha. Seeing the mind as Hiranyagarbha, it's like seeing the wave as ocean, which means invoking the ocean upon the wave. Like that, invoking Hiranyagarbha upon one's own mind is actually seeing one's own mind as Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, another important point about meditation. Meditation is invoking the Lord upon one's own mind. Here, one's own body, mind, sense complex. Seeing one's own body, mind, sense complex as the Lord based on the fact that one's own body, mind, sense complex is already the Lord. In jnanam, if you know my body, this physical body is Virat, this mind is Hiranyagarbha, these panas are Hiranyagarbha, if everything is Hiranyagarbha, if you see, it is the knowledge. Then you can't say my body, my sense organs. But now you say it's my body, my mind, therefore Shastram prescribes meditation. So, okay, mind is Hiranyagarbha means knowledge. Mind, seeing the mind as Hiranyagarbha based on the fact of mind already being Hiranyagarbha is meditation, upasanam. It's a very beautiful, subtle point I'm telling. Do you make a note of it?
Can you repeat it, Swamiji?
See, seeing the mind, one's own mind, as Hiranyagarbha means invoking Hiranyagarbha upon one's own mind. And is invoking Hiranyagarbha upon one's own mind. Seeing one's own mind as Hiranyagarbha is based on the fact that mind is Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear? So Upasanam is based on the fact. This is meditation. Must understand the fact. Upasanam, the meditation, actually is a visualization, imagination. See, I visualize the wave as ocean. I imagine the wave to be ocean. Means what? This imagination, visualization is a meditation, is actually based on the fact that already wave is nothing but ocean. Upasanam is based on the fact. Okay. It's all extra information outside of the subject matter. It's all preparation. Okay. Now. So here, what is presented in this section is Antar Hridaya. Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam means Hiranyagarbha has to be seen, invoked as the one who is in one's own heart. Okay. Because the physical heart, Hridayam means physical heart. Physical heart is said to be the Golakam, the physical part wherein Indriyam is available. Any Golakam is a physical part where subtle power is available. Just as seeing power is available in your eyes, here antahkaranam, according to Vedanta Shastram, Veda Shastram, mind is an indriyam obtaining in the physical heart golakam. So for it, Shastram talks about the akashaha. Akashaha, the word akashaha has many meanings. One meaning, main meaning is space. Atma is also known as akashaha. So, asamantat kashate iti akashaha. Kashate is a nice root. Kashate. Kash means to shine. Kashate shines. Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. That which shines everywhere. There's no place where space is not. That which shines everywhere is said to be akashaha. And Paramatma Parambrahma, consciousness also, is pervades even the space. Therefore, the all-pervasive reality, the reality which pervades the all-pervasive space, the reality which accommodates the all-accommodative space is also known as akashaha. So akashaha means Brahma, akashaha means Bhagavan, akashaha means space. And here there's also akashaha, space. This here space. The space is outside of the physical body, inside of the physical body also. So the space is also inside the physical heart. Within the physical body, there's space. In that space, there is physical heart. But there's a small space in between the lungs and then heart and all that. Like how we have the small space available in our kitchen, in our puja room, our kitchen, everywhere. Now, there's a space inside the physical heart. And that we have the auricles and ventricles filled with blood, red. But that space is always not free. Okay? It should not be free. Filled with the blood only. But that space, if we do bypass, we can only see the blood and auricles and ventricles and valves and all those things. But here, this space, what is something is there which cannot be seen, which is not available for any dissection, that is called Indriyam Manaha, Antahkaranam. Okay, that Antahkaranam, that mind is Hiranyagarbha. Physical heart is Virat. You see, the physical heart as Bhagavan, it is Virat. But the mind, you see as Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, it is Hiranyagarbha. It's called, and you see that mind obtaining within, in the space within the physical heart is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, invoking the Hiranyagarbha upon, Hiranyagarbha upon the mind, which is in Mana Indriyam, which is there in a space within the heart, is called what? Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. I think I had done a good job. Okay. Therefore, here, first Hiranyagarbha is introduced by this text. Saya esho ontar hridaya akashah. Tasmin ayam purusho manomayah. Amruto hiranmayah. Okay. We have to stop there. Okay. Only that much. Four lines. Saya esho ontar hridaya akashah. Tasmin ayam purusho manomayah amruto hiranmayah. Okay. Here Hiranyagarbha is described here. Hiranyagarbha is hiranmayah. Hiranmayaha means one who is effulgent. Literally, it means golden mayaha, but we are not taking as gold. The word Hiranyam, even though literally it means gold, it stands for manifest knowledge, manifestation of consciousness, which is light, effulgence. Okay, manifestation of consciousness is effulgence. Therefore, Hiran. So Hiranmayaha means the word mayat, the expression mayaha has two meanings. Mayat, it has one meaning is abundance, large quantity. Another meaning is a modification. If I say pot is mrinmayaha, pot is clay mayaha, that pot is a modification of clay. It's a modification. The body is annamayaha, it's a modification of food. But if I say ocean is jalamayaha, wherever I see only water, 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 it's abundance, quantity. Jalamayaha means quantity, nothing but water. Similarly, if I say Dwadashi day, on Dwadashi day, Bhojana Mayaha means what? Ekadashi we fast, and Dwadashi Paranam breaking a fast on Dwadashi day, people make so many varieties of food. Okay, and lot of things we make. It's called Bhojana Mayaha. Ekadashi starving. Dwadashi Paranam, varieties of food. Oh my God, Bhojana Mayam. I mean, what does it mean? So many things, quantity wise, quality wise, so much. It's called Mayat. So here also, Hiranmayaha, when you say, Bhagavan Hiranyagarbha, who is of the nature of effulgence. So effulgent. Arivaga Vilangahindra Irevan. Hiranmayaha. And not only he is effulgent, this Lord, the Lord Hiranyagarbha, who is of the nature of effulgence, also Amrutaha, eternal. Eternal also, relatively eternal, but we can say eternal. Because Hiranyagarbha also has a long duration of time. Therefore, I'll tell you this later on, that one is eternal. So Hiranyagarbha, being the manifestation of consciousness, is effulgent and eternal. Amritaha. Relatively eternal, more for eternal compared to rest of the forms, names and functions. Amritaha. And it is this Hiranyagarbha who is Manomayaha. Manomayaha means who is in the form of the mind, one thing. Who alone is in the form of all the minds, one meaning. Another meaning is one who is known through the mind. What does it mean, known through the mind? Hiranyagarbha is not an object of knowledge of the thought. You understand Hiranyagarbha being in the form of the mind. Hiranyagarbha is known through the mind. Okay. Manomayaha. So Hiranmayaha, Amritaha, one who is known through the mind. Okay. And also Hiranyagarbha is Purushaha. Purushaha. Purushaha means one who pervades everything, one who pervades all the sukshma sharirani, one who pervades in the form of sukshma sharirani, one who pervades all the physical forms. The entire physical universe is pervaded by Hiranyagarbha in the form of subtle manifestation. Purushaha. And one who is there available in the form of subtle body in every physical body also. So Purushaha, he is the Hiranyagarbha. So Purushaha, Manomayaha, Amrutaha, Hiranmayaha, four words describing Hiranyagarbha. And this Hiranyagarbha is available for understanding, available for meditation, can be invoked where Tasmin. So Ayam Purushaha, Tasmin Ayam Purushaha, Ayam Purushaha, this Hiranyagarbha, all pervasive Hiranyagarbha, pervading the entire gross universe, obtaining within every mind, every physical body also, this Hiranyagarbha, who is eternal, who is of the nature of effulgence, this Hiranyagarbha, who can be known through the mind, this Hiranyagarbha Purushaha, Ayam Purushaha, Ayam Hiranyagarbha, is to be invoked, meditated upon. Kutra Tasmin. Okay, Tasmin. Tasmin means, it is Tasmin Hridaye. Tasmin Hridaye. In that heart. In that heart where? In that heart, there is Akashaha, there is space. So in that heart, Tasmin Hridaye Akashaha, Tasmin Akashe. In that space, within that space, Tas Hridaye Akashaha, Akashe Antmanaha, Hridaye Akashaha, Hridayastha Akashe Manaha. Mind obtaining in the space within the physical heart. That mind is, you can say, within that mind also you can say. In that mind, there is manifestation of knowledge. As what I am, that knowledge manifest as I am is Hiranyagarbha. Okay, that knowledge of existence of one's own self, that manifest knowledge is Hiranyagarbha. Not only that knowledge, the first basic knowledge, Hiranyagarbha is there in the form of the knowledge of existence of one's own self, the manifest knowledge. The total manifestation of knowledge is in the form of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in every mind. So there's a physical heart, within the physical heart there is space, and within that space there is antahkaranam. In that antahkaranam, there is because mind is the manifesting medium for consciousness. Their manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am. That I am manifest knowledge is Hiranyagarbha. That is why one of the names of Hiranyagarbha is Aham. One of the names of Hiranyagarbha is Naan. Aham. Be careful. We are not now seeing Nirgunam Brahma at all. Only manifest knowledge. So it is said, Hridaye Akashaha, Tasmin Hridayastha Akashe, Ayam Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Yaha Saha Yeshaha. This Yaha, relative pronoun, masculine, gender, Yaha. He who is, Saha, that Hiranyagarbha, is that Hiranyagarbha, who is the one who is here in this mind, in my own mind. Okay? As Aham. Aham is not mentioned. In one's own mind, you can say. Any knowledge manifest in the Antahkaranam is Hiranyagarbha only. okay. Therefore, entire sukshma shairam is Hiranyagarbha. Okay. So, saha, yaha, yeshaha. So, that Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in him of the total subtle manifestation, the one who is there, in our total manifestation, is this Yeshaha Antarhridaye Akashe Antaha Hridaye Akashaha Asti Tasmin Akashe Manaha Asti Tasmin Antakarane Ayam Purushaha Manomayaha Amritaha Hiranmayaha. So, which means one has to meditate upon. The details are not given here, so we have to supply all that. So Hiranyagarbha has to be invoked as the one's own antahkaranam. Now what is antahkaranam? Antahkaranam is Hiranyagarbha. And in the manifestation, because the mind itself is manifestation of knowledge. The mind manifesting medium is looked upon as manifestation of knowledge. And this manifestation of knowledge is none other than non-separate from total Hiranyagarbha. It's a fact. But now you see your own mind as Hiranyagarbha, which means Hiranyagarbha is not seen outside of you, as part of you. When you see the Lord as part of you, already at the subtle level, you see yourself being non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, even though still Ajnanam is there, it is called Ahangraha Upasanam. Okay. Saya, saha, yeshaha, yaha, yeshaha, antar hridayaha, hridaye, akashaha, tasminne, ayam purushaha, manomayaha, amritaha, hiranmayaha. That's all, finished. So, Upanishad does not say meditate upon and all that. So, we have to supply. So, one has to invoke Hiranyagarbha, who is of this nature, who is Hiranmayaha, who is Amritaha, who is Manomayaha, who is Purushaha, should be invoked upon one's own mind as the Alambanam. And that mind is available within the space in the heart. Okay. Afterwards, this Upanishad suddenly is a leaping. Make a big leap. What does it do? It talks about the benefit of meditation. Does not give a lot of details. Talks about the benefits of meditation. Suppose if a person practices this meditation, in this manner, in this Ahangraha Upasanam, otherwise known as Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, if a person practices along with the practice of the previously discussed Vyakriti Upasanam, as a result of which this person can go to Brahmalokaha. And there this person can remain one with Brahmalokaha. Remaining one with Brahmalokaha means remaining without body identity for a very long time. Remaining without a body identity for a very long time in a given subtle form is called what? Apekshika moksha, temporary freedom. But still it's a very long period. Remaining one with Hiranyagarbha. That is what Swamiji says. Okay. Now, the next word onwards, Upanishad presents, how does this meditator go to him, Brahmalokaha, that he is describing? And a person cannot go to Brahmaloka immediately. He has to wait. One must live a life of meditation, the whole life. And when the Parabdha Karma comes to an end, when the person leaves the physical body, that time Oh, I should stop now, isn't it? It's time. Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's a clear class, isn't it? Okay. Because Upasanam portions, people always ignore very boring as they think. Because it is not understood correctly. That is why I wanted to make it very clear. It is not for practicing. It's only for understanding. Okay. The next line onwards, this, how does this Upasaka go to Brahmaloka? So the Upasaka goes to Brahmaloka means, we must understand one thing, the physical body, only after the death Upasaka goes to Brahmaloka, which means there's a travel is involved. And if the travel is involved, there are three aspects. One is Atma, the pure consciousness, which is the essential nature of individual, obtaining as the innermost self. Atma is all pervasive. It is unmoved. It is of the nature of unmoving. It is sthanuhu, does not move. Therefore, Atma cannot travel. Okay. The physical body will definitely, being gross, subject to get disintegrated as soon as the sukshma leaves. The physical body has to get disintegrated in order to become dry, inert matter. The conscious matter, before, as long as sukshma is there, it was a conscious matter. Now it's insentient, inert matter, but still the dampness, etc., has to get dry so that it will get completely disintegrated. That is the nature of the physical body. Not only physical body, Shastram says every object in this universe is subject to go through sixfold modifications. Shad bhava vikaraha. Bhava vikaraha. Shad bhava vikaraha. Not only physical body, everything in this world is subject to go through sixfold modifications. Especially the beings which have life, every physical form. So, bhavikaraha means nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Vikaraha means modification. So, existence of a given form, any form is said to be the modification. Modification, every form is a modification of what was before. Therefore, shad means six modifications. So, before, nothing is created. So, already a form is, already an object is in a given form. Some form it is already there. Therefore, asti, even being, asti means exists. Even being is also a modification. Whichever form first you see, that is already the modified form. Okay, if you see, there's a modified form, asti. Nothing is coming newly here. Everything is already asti. Then jayate. Jayate means, then it come. What is already there in an unknown form becomes known. The jayate. So birth is another modification. Vardhate, again further growth, the size, shape, growth, change in shape and form is what? This vardhate is another modification. Asti, jayate, vardhate, viprinamate. Then further changes happen, metamorphosis is a further change. Then apakshiyate, then again changes. Apakshayaha is also decline, is another change. Then kshiyate, apakshiyate, kshiyate, nashyati. So, all nashyati, the completely, the death also is a change. So, being is change, death is change, in between or goes also change. Therefore, here we say, physical body will definitely fall apart. So, physical body also cannot travel. ஆத்மா ஆல்சோ கெனாட் டிராவல். வாட் டிராவல்ஸ் இஸ் தி அந்தகரணம் மைண்ட். So what, not this mere mind, this is the called jiva. So manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the mind, identified with the mind alone, is called jivaha. So the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the mind is called jivaha. Identified with the mind is jivaha, also known as pramata. Jiva alone goes, mind travels, conscious mind travels. Conscious means the mind is not inert, but still there is no self-consciousness. When the mind leaves the physical body, the mind is conscious, but there is no self-consciousness. That jiva travels. How does jiva travel? What is the path? Where does it go? What happens? What does Shankara say about all these things? The Shankara's commentary is beautiful here. We will see definitely. He'll explain a lot of things. We will see at tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.